I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, the Mocha Moms, we answer your questions about infertility. That's next. But first, we're going to continue our conversation about doing good this holiday season. And before you get out the checkbook, we thought it was a good idea to check in with the Money Coach about how to give responsibly, now or at any time of the year. Our financial expert, Alvin Hall, is here with us. Hi, Alvin.
Hello, Michelle.
Now, Alvin, you're kind of a Scrooge, right? Admit it.
No, I'm not. Every year at this time of year, I make a list of all the organizations I have given money to in the past or donated services to, and I make my list up, and then I decide who I'm going to give money to every year. And I do this religiously every year.
And why is that important to you?
I think because I was raised, first of all, in the Baptist tradition, so you were encouraged to tithe. I also feel that I've been pretty lucky in life and that I should always give something back and share some of the money I've made over the year with various organizations. I'm quite devoted to my college, Bowdoin College in Brunswick, Maine. I also support some arts organizations who need funding for some controversial or very edgy exhibitions where they may not get the money from the government or other organizations. I try to help them. And then there are a couple of organizations that specifically help African-American kids. Mm-hmm. I'm particularly interested in teenagers and young adults who need a break out of poverty, who need an opportunity. So I donate some money to those organizations.
I mean, as you pointed out, there are just thousands and thousands of causes worthy to give to. How do you decide? And the other, and I want you to go into the mm-hmm. question of how much and what rule of thumb you, what guidelines you present to yourself on how to, make a responsible choice about how much to give.
Okay. First, most of the organizations that I personally give to are organizations that I know very well in my local community here in New York City, or I have some personal involvement, so I actually can see where the money goes. If it's organizations beyond that, then I will typically call them up and ask for IRS Form 990. That is the organization. That is the form that they must file. It's a charitable organization, which gives you a sense of how they use their money. So that's the first check I do if it's an organization that I really don't know.
And if they don't give you one, red flag.
I do not send in money at all.
Has that ever happened? Have you ever asked for an organization to give you a Form 990 and they didn't present it?
Yes, there was an organization, a police benefit organization, that kept calling me, and I found the calls actually annoying. And finally I said, well, okay, I'll give you money, but first I want to see a Form 990. And they said, oh, well, we will have to charge you for this, and the fee will be such and such. I said, well, I'll just deduct that from what I give you, then when I receive the form, I'll make a donation. I never received the form, and they kept calling. And finally I threatened to report them to the Better Business Bureau, and they stopped calling completely.
Wow.
So yes, if they are not willing to provide you with a form, that's always a bad sign that it's not a legitimate organization. Or if you ask for an exact address of their headquarters and it's a P.O. box, I would be very skeptical.
How do you decide how much to give? And I know that sometimes folks feel bad if they don't have a large amount. We just spoke about an organization earlier, which I think is very appealing because they have different projects with different amounts and you can feel great about, like if you have $50 to give or $10, they have projects for which that really makes a difference. But how do you decide how much is an appropriate amount to give?
I don't think there is an appropriate amount. I think you have to give what you can afford and what you're comfortable giving. I don't think people should give to charity to the extent that it endangers their financial well-being, but you should be as generous as you feel comfortable with. So, and I'll give you two examples from my own life. Right now, I'm working with an arts organization who has a show coming up, and they need about $3,000. Well, it just so happens that I can afford to give them $3,000, and I thought I will feel really good about giving them that money because it will make the show happen. In the case of another organization I'm giving money to, I'm giving this in lieu of a Christmas gift to a family. I'm giving money to a charity that helps kids in Africa. The parents have expressed interest in this, and in this case, I can give them $75. And $75 makes a huge difference in the services that this charity can provide.
But what if you have, but I mean, I'm talking about in your terms of your personal financial, now you're very good about keeping your debt in order. A lot of people feel, okay, if I have any consumer debt at all, but I still want to give, or tithing, for example, is important.
Yes.
What do I do? Is it your view that no giving should start until you have taken care of all your personal debt, or do you feel that you can do both? A lot of people feel religiously called to do both.
I think you should do both. I think although unless you are in truly onerous debt, then I think at the end of the year you should make even a small contribution, even if it's $20 or $25. It really does something for your spirit. It does something for your sense of sharing with the world to give something, even if it's a small amount. My parents, who never had much money, every year would give like $20 or $15 to the local charity just to help out with providing food. It's something. Give something.
All right. And, of course, keep those good records.
Absolutely. Keep the good records. In some cases, you know, it's not enough to even worry about deducting, but it's you give for the spirit of it all.
Do you give to those the kettle folks with the bells and outside of the supermarket?
You know, sometimes I do. In New York City, we have people in the subways and they go through. And I must admit, if the show is really good, I will give to them and I will give to Salvation Army standing out there, you know, a dollar or two. But that's so much of the moment. What I do, I literally organize my giving and I check out certain institutions like the American Institute of Philanthropy. You can check out these organizations.
All right, great. Alvin Hall is our financial expert. He joined us from our studios in New York. Alvin, thanks.
Thank you.